Today is the last day of November 2021, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program, and for this school year, we are reading through the promises of God, praying those promises, and praising God using His Word. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only and most awesome God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, you are Abba, the beautiful creator, designer, and everlasting Father. You are God alone and holy, holy, holy. Emmanuel, Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the maker of heaven and earth, the God who is new each day. Thank you for your new mercies, Lord. You are omnipotent and powerful, and yet you quiet us by your love. You're the rock and the redeemer, the savior and the teacher of teachers, understanding and victorious in the blood of Jesus. You are the way and the life and the truth, and excellent in all that you do. Your name is Yahweh and the God of Zion. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to praise you through the word. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for the gifts of gratitude. And we want to go beyond thanksgiving, Lord, to be grateful with our whole hearts to make our requests known to you. Lord, I thank you for the children. I pray for those students who are edgy themselves and aren't behaving right. Help teachers to know inside that it's not about them when a child acts out, that it is something that's going on deeper. Help them to be kind and tenderhearted and forgiving them as you have forgiven us. Oh, Lord, it's hard. But with you, all things are possible. Lord, we pray for the paraprofessionals and the hard work they do. We pray for all of them. We can't name them all by name, but the cafeteria workers and the crossing guards, the bus drivers, the substitutes, the custodians. Lord, there's just so many. They're the backbone of our schools. The school secretaries, the technology coordinators, all of those who really, truly run our schools and keep them healthy. Bless them today. Bless them in a mighty way, especially those who are ambassadors for you. Let them be extra tenderhearted towards the children today and help us all, Lord, to give you the glory for all good that happens on campus. We love you and adore you and look to you for all things. In the majestic name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We're reading His promises this year, and the promise for today comes from Deuteronomy 31. The Word of God, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. The Word of God, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Praise God for these glorious words to Joshua. I'm going to pray this very encouraging scripture with you, my friends. Dear Father, you are our protector. You provide the confidence to do school life and give us every reason to be strong and courageous. Thank you for the reassurance that you will never leave us or forsake us. We are in awe that you go before us to our school campuses each day. Thank you. Lord, help us to be protectors of the children so that they may feel protected and safe at school. Help us to commit this beautiful promise to memory for those times when we forget that you are always with us and you will never forsake us. You are a gracious and comforting God. We praise you in the awesome name of Jesus. Amen. Friends, I've made an image card for you with this powerful promise on it. And the sunrise that it is laid upon is beautiful. It's just a really soft sunrise at the Atlantic Ocean with a wisp of seagrasses. Very nice, especially for our northern brothers and sisters who are a little chilly right now. It sort of warms your soul. And so send it on to someone and encourage them. It is powerful. Now, I wrote you a little note about this promise. and I'd like to read it to you. When we were kids, we could never imagine a teacher being afraid. But now that we're the teacher, administrator, or paraprofessional, we become afraid from time to time. We'll be strong and of good courage because we serve a mighty God who goes before us in our classrooms, our hallways, and all the areas of our school. Find a colleague today who can come alongside you in agreement with this promise if you ever feel afraid. And now, my friends, we have said the promise, we have prayed the promise, and now it's time to praise God using the Word of God. Our praise comes today from Psalm 113, verse 3. Oh, listen to this, I love it. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Amen. Before we do our 1:16 p.m. prayer for today and our daily devotional, I wanted to tell you of an opportunity that's happening tomorrow on December 1st. We're doing an Advent challenge, and it's really cool because there's 24 days before Christmas itself, starting December the 1st. So we're going to read the book of Luke, and it's really amazing to do his story throughout the whole book. So one a day together, and there's many ways you can do it. I've laid out the suggestions for you on our app. It's on the homepage of our app. It's also on the website for this podcast. It's also on my personal Facebook page and the Around the Word in 180 Days Facebook page. If you want more information, I really hope you can join us one chapter a day through the book of Luke, building up to the birth of our Lord and its celebration. And so, my friends, we do have those two things remaining, our 1:16 p.m. prayer and our daily devotional for today. Let's begin with the prayer. We pray at 1:16 p.m. every single school day because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today on November 30th, we're praying for kindness and gentleness in our speech. I don't know about you, but that's not one of my strengths, and so it is with great prayer. We need that kind of language in our schools. And so, my friends, when the alarm goes off, if you don't remember that prompt, don't worry. They're just for variety. But do pray. Maybe you just say, thank you, Lord. Maybe you pray for the first person you see, but pray. I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. Now, we also read our daily devotionals, and this is one called The Gift of God, written by Kathy Branzell. Her prayer. Dear Lord, we want to thank you for the very great gift of Jesus. Please lead us to share your love with others during the Christmas season. Amen. Her scripture that she chose is Romans 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The day after Thanksgiving is the biggest shopping day of the year. People get up before dawn and go and stand in long lines waiting to get into stores to get great bargains. In many cases, there are very limited numbers of items, and it's first come, first serve. In most parts of the country, it's cold and snowy, but I know people who actually look forward to and are excited to go to be a part of the chaos. Are you one of these people, or are you like me and I would not go out there for any deal or discount? Parking spaces are hard to find, stores are crowded, lines are long, and in some cases, it would seem that kindness and consideration were left at home. When I worked in retail, I actually had to break up a fistfight between two women fighting over a tie. Some of you have been on the receiving end of one of these wonderful gifts that someone sacrificed sleep and sanity for just so you could have the latest and greatest gadget or something you could have never been able to afford. Can you think of a time that you searched and sacrificed for something? Did you refuse to let anyone use it or even touch it when you first got it? Why? How long did it hold its value? Is it still something that is cherished and used every day? Or did it end up in a box in the basement or the garage sale? Do you still honor and thank the one who sacrificed so much to give it to you? Years later, do you thank them on a daily basis? There are gifts that retain and even increase importance in your life as you grow to understand the sacrifice and heart behind them. Jesus came and sacrificed more than we can fathom so that we could receive the gifts of reconciliation and eternal life with the Father. There's no amount of money, no works or sacrifice that we could have ever done that would have allowed us to obtain the gift of God's forgiveness, the gift of His Holy Spirit, and the spiritual gifts that we have received through Christ's sacrifice. With all the thought and love that has gone into some of the gifts that you have been given, none of them compare to the love and sacrifice of Jesus. The gift of forgiveness, grace, mercy, the Holy Spirit, and His talents that He has placed in us are gifts we need every day. They never fade, go out of style, get broken, or lose our interest. One of the most awesome things about these gifts is that they were meant to be shared with others. You do not have to worry about getting them broken or having any less of them by sharing. As a matter of fact, your appreciation and understanding of them may even grow as you learn to share them with others. It is God's plan for you to share His gifts with the world, that they might receive the gift of salvation. His gifts are not in a limited supply. He has plenty and desires that all would come to Him and receive His gifts. They are as wonderful today as they were the day you received them. Continue to thank Him for them each and every day. And that was our daily devotional from Christian Educators called The Gift of God, written by Kathy Bransell. And now, dear friends, as we close out our time together, let me proclaim this promise to you again from today, from Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Oh, gracious God, how awesome are your ways. How wonderful are your gifts. How great is your name. Thank you, Lord, for never leaving us or forsaking us. We praise you for your unlimited promises and your unlimited grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray in his holy name. Amen. And now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.